Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Yehuda Geber with the Gnazim Auction House, and this historic artifact is a Galicia rabbinical petition opposing the opening of a rabbinical seminary in Vienna by the Austro-Hungarian government, and with support from at the initiative of the Galician Maskila. And this is in the year 1870. The larger context is that Galicia is in the Austro-Hungarian Empire of the Habsburgs. Franz Josef is the emperor. There's emancipation, equal rights and citizenship granted to the Jewish population, military draft, compulsory education, and so on. So now also there's this initiative of an opening of a rabbinical seminary in Vienna, which all authorized rabbis would have to graduate from, and it would have created a tenuous situation, would have been a challenge to tradition. And in 1870, a petition is drafted to the government by Reb Shimon Seifer, the son of Chassam Seifer, who was a rabbi in Krakow at the time, and he authors it and signs it. It's written in German, and several other leading rabbinical leaders of Galicia sign it as well, and it's written to the central government and the emperor in Vienna, composed of a dedication of loyalty to the government by Galician Jewry and their leadership, a request not to open this rabbinical seminary, expressing surprise that the government would even embark on this initiative without consulting the local rabbinical leadership. And they also explained that the Galicia province of the empire might be of a different Jewish composition demographically than other districts of the empire in regards to Jewish tradition and custom. It's a fascinating document and very historic. I would also point out who signed it. And obviously, Reb Shimon Seifer is the one who drafted the letter and signs it. It's followed by Reb Aaron Halberstam, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. And this son, Reb Aaron Halberstam, was the Rav of Tzanz and appointed by his father in his own lifetime. Then there's seven additional Galician rabbis, all of whom were students and family of the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. Two were also grandchildren of the Yisach Moshe of Hungary in the Teitelbaum dynasty. The Halberstam and Teitelbaum families, of course, intermarried many times over the generations. And all the signatories of this petition were of the leading rabbinical leaders in Galicia there. But this is definitely a fascinating and important piece of history in the development of Galicia lifestyle in their opposition to the Haskalah and confronting the challenges of modernity.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.